Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council committee today is giving initial approval to a $280,000 settlement that stems from a protest in 2020. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports Miracle Boyd was 18 years old when she was struck by a Chicago police officer during a protest at the Christopher Columbus statue in Grant Park. Boyd's front teeth were knocked out from that incident. And 5 years later, Boyd tells alderpersons the moment is still fresh in her mind.
To this day, I remember it like yesterday because for some reason, I can't get over the harm that was caused to me. And I was only 18 at the time. There is no reason why this officer should have done that.
An investigation determined the officer used excessive force, and he has since resigned. The settlement payment now heads to the full city council for approval. People who live in Illinois owe more than $63 billion in student loans, and those borrowers now face multiple levels of uncertainty as the Trump administration strips away debt relief programs. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip reports the feds have closed income-based plans that offer affordable monthly payments. The president last week threatened to revoke promised loan cancellation for certain public servants, specifically people who work for organizations the administration finds to be engaged what it calls improper activity. Michelle Zampini works with the Institute for College Access and Success.
The bigger piece that really keeps me up at night is this moving away from this agreement that college and higher education should be accessible to all and the federal government should be supporting that.
Zampini recommends borrowers who are in forbearance stay there if they can. The city of Gary, Indiana, is demolishing several old housing structures to make way for new homes. My colleague Michael Puente reports Gary has thousands of abandoned structures, including parking garages, schools, movie theaters, and single-family homes whose owners have long left. City crews this morning got working on demolishing an old dilapidated home in the Etna neighborhood. That's on Gary's east side. Here's Gary Mayor Eddie Melton.
This neighborhood would be totally blight-free by the end of this year. We've seen an uptick of individuals purchasing vacant lots, building new structures.
Gary last year demolished 50 properties in this same neighborhood and will get to another 20 this year. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to deliver the keynote address to the New Hampshire Democratic Party's largest fundraiser of the year. WMUR-TV in Manchester reports Pritzker will speak at New Hampshire's McIntyre Shaheen 100 Club dinner on April 27th. New Hampshire is often seen as an important test for any presidential contenders. Pritzker has not announced whether he'll seek a third term as governor. And the campaign for Illinois' U.S. Senate seat in next year's election is beginning. John Goodman is running for the Republican nomination to represent Illinois in the Senate. He's a former law enforcement officer and a veteran. Incumbent Democrat Dick Durbin first won election to that seat in 1996. But Durbin has not said whether he'll seek re-election next year. Beautiful day today, sunny, breezy, warm, a high in the upper 60s, tonight clear and a low in the mid 40s, and then Tuesday sunny and breezy, becoming much colder during the day, temperature falling to the upper 30s by late afternoon, and gusts tomorrow as high as 30 miles per hour. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.